Welcome back. As COVID case numbers surge, guess what? We do have the latest retail figures, and those are telling a different story for us. And for all the latest holiday trends in shopping and retail, we want to bring in Sucharita Kadale, Forrester Research Retail Analyst. And Sucharita, thank you for joining us here today. Just off the top here, what are the trends that you're noticing and tracking this holiday season?
Well, the MasterCard numbers came out and said that overall retail spend was up in the high single digits, almost 10%. And that is a bit lower than the growth in the past, but it's still strong growth overall. Much of that has been weighted toward e-commerce, which continues to grow. So that's definitely a big trend. The other thing is that physical store sales have recovered to some degree, but it's also important to keep in mind that conversion rates in the physical store have definitely improved. Consumers seem to be purchasing when they go to the stores. The supply chain issues that we've heard a lot about are not nearly as prevalent for the shopper because they're simply choosing to buy what is available.
I was curious to see that department sales actually grew, and they're up 21% over 2020. So is that something that we can see more of? Because there's been such a shakeup through this whole pandemic where we've seen so many mom and pop stores close. Department stores have consolidated, closed a lot of locations, but there is talk of them starting to open more locations next year as part of this omni-channel presence that everyone's trying to have. So what does the landscape look like for department stores and foot traffic going forward?
So I think that some of the numbers you cited were overall year-to-date numbers, and some of that was weighted particularly strongly for the earlier part of the year when vaccines started to be disseminated. More recent numbers were a little bit softer, and I expect that Q4 will probably be similar to Q3, which is not quite as strong as those really strong post-vaccine numbers in Q2. So I think that department stores have proved that they are resilient, but they're by no stretch of the imagination out of the woods. I mean, when you look at companies like Kohl's, Macy's, Saks even, I mean, they're all in the process of being targeted by activist investors to divest their dot-com divisions. So if that tells you anything, it's really that a significant part of their growth is coming from e-commerce and the physical store locations are still very much challenged.
Somebody call Starboard. But I want to talk about another key statistics that retailers talk about. That's conversion. And we've seen a lot of that. That's where people, if they have a mind to walk into the store, they're probably going to buy something. Same for online shopping as well. Also seeing average ticket prices, people spending more, those are rising. And of course, that relates to inflation. But it seems people are just in more of a mood to spend, especially during this time of year. Just wondering what your thoughts on this are.
Well, I think some consumers are absolutely willing to spend more, and we typically have middle class and higher consumers who have done relatively well through the pandemic. They continue to be employed. Their savings are at all-time highs. Those are absolutely the consumers that are driving that growth in spend year over year. But we still have to remember that there is a significant percent of the population that's hurting. There are many people that are unemployed or have adverse situations in the past year, whether it is employment or health issues or other factors related to their larger ability to have a good life. And those consumers are not reflected in these numbers. So what we are absolutely seeing is disproportionately high spend from those consumers that are doing well, and they will likely continue to do well through 2022. But we do, as a society, likely need to figure out how we're going to provide aid and assistance that may be needed for consumers on the lower end of the socioeconomic spectrum.
And then where did they spend that money? Which sort of categories did well? Which ones didn't do so well? And then I'm also curious to learn about how warehouse clubs and things like that did compared to, you know, regular retailers and department stores, as well as e-commerce.
Yeah, so I'll take the latter first. So warehouse clubs have done very, very well through the pandemic, and they continue to do well. That is a sector that, for the most part, is pretty, it does well in any economic environment. When people are doing well, people spend more at clubs because it does tend to have a higher income demographic. When things are bad, people will go there for the values and the ability to buy in bulk. So it is a sector that has done well through the pandemic and will likely continue to do well. In terms of other categories that have done well, the multi-brand, multi-category mass merchants have done extremely well in Q4 in the last few weeks, as they have done well through much of 2021. I include companies like Walmart, Target, and of course, large online retailers like Amazon. The apparel merchants, mall-based merchants, those are the ones that tend to continue to have some of the softness. They've had some recovery through 2021, but their numbers are not at the all-time highs that we saw in 2019. So that sector is still recovering quite a bit. We see sectors like automotive have done very, very well in 2021, in part because of inflation and the fact that those items are extremely high priced and more highly priced than ever before. But you also have the fact that consumers likely don't want to be taking public transportation and they need their own vehicles for that purpose. So there are a variety of different different sectors. We're seeing some softening in grocery, which did very, very well through the pandemic. And inflation is likely the driver there. But we're seeing some of those out of the food at home spend going back toward the restaurants as well.
Well, I would like to see some softness in grocery prices around me because they are absolutely out of sight. Have to leave it here. Really appreciate you coming down here. Sucharita Kadali, Forrester Research Retail Analyst.